Fighting today in Iraq's Anbar province killed 8 Marines and injured 9. The U.S. military says a major offensive to take control of Fallujah, Ramadi, and other insurgent strongholds in the Sunni Muslim area has not yet begun, but daily operations in the area are increasing in intensity. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
This is the most U.S. troops killed on one day in Iraq since early September. A Marine spokesman would share few details about how the 8 were killed, other than to say it didn't happen in Fallujah, the biggest and most troublesome town in Iraq's Anbar province. Thousands of U.S. troops are spread out around the Sunni Muslim region, poised for a major offensive to try to drive insurgents out. Although U.S. military officials say that operation has not yet started, residents of Fallujah said fighting today was more intense than usual. Marines say they were attacked with mortar rounds on Fallujah's southeastern edge and fired back with what a spokesman called the longest artillery barrage in weeks. Marines dropped bombs inside Fallujah on what they say was an insurgent firing position. Still, talks seeking a peaceful resolution apparently continue. The United Nations special representative here met with a delegation from Fallujah yesterday. Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's office says he met with religious and tribal leaders today and told the mostly Sunni Muslim group that military action is not yet inevitable, but will be unless Fallujah, Ramadi, and other cities return to government control. That won't necessarily mean an end to violence. As one Iraqi security official says, "We have control of Baghdad, but every now and then there's a car bomb here or an ambush there." There was another car bomb in Baghdad today, in front of the office of Al Arabiya, an Arab-language satellite television channel. At least 7 people died, and at least twice that many were injured. Correspondent Najwa Qasim was only slightly hurt, much less than many of her colleagues.
"We were seeing another one injured and another one. With time, we were only trying to know how many people we lost, because the bodies that were found were really damaged. We couldn't identify them."
3 Arab channels had worked out of the same building. Qasim says there had been threats before, but nothing Arabiya thought was significant. She says she's not sure why the Saudi-owned company was targeted.
"Very huge explosion. I don't know what kind of message is that. Is it for the Arab media or for all the media which is working in Iraq, including the foreign media and the Arab media?"
An Iraqi group claiming responsibility didn't spell that out, but indirectly criticized Arabiya's reporting. A statement posted on the internet said, "Thank God the building of the Arabic-speaking Americanized spy journalists was destroyed." Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.